是带领我来到休斯顿和弟兄姊妹一同聚集在主的跟前。
We thank the Lord that He has led me to our brothers and sisters here to worship with Him together.
正像国华所讲的，过去在奥斯汀的十年中，我常常来到这里和弟兄姊妹有交通。
As Brother James has said, when I was in Austin, I came here constantly to fellowship with you.
那离开德州之后呢，来到这里的机会就比较少一点。
After I left Texas, I came here less frequently.
所以这次来到这里，我又看见许多的新面孔。
I came here today and I see a lot of new faces.
每一次来好像都见到一些新面孔。
Every time I come, I see new faces.
但是我们在主里呢，都是一体。
However, in the Lord, we are together.
所以我们无论是新的，无论是旧的，我们一样都是在主里边相亲相爱。
So whether we are old, members or new, we are all in Christ, we are all, loving each other.
我想我们先这一点祷告。
Let's have another further word of prayer.
主耶稣，当我们唱这样的诗歌。
Lord, as we sing this hymn,
我们看见在你的荣光照耀之中，历世历代有那么多爱主的人跟随你。
As your glorious light shines upon us, we can see that throughout all generations, there are so many people following you.
他们是那样长驱直进新耶路撒冷光明景。
They go all the way into the New Jerusalem.
这些人是不顾得与失的。
These people do not care whether they have lost anything.
这些人是忠心直到死的。
These people are loyal unto death.
这些人是补充主的患难。他们一直跟随主到底。
These people fill up the sufferings of the Lord and they follow you to the end.
主，我们的心中何等盼望，我们都能够在这些人中间。
How we desire in our heart to be in the midst of these people.
在这一班跟随羔羊的人中间有我们的份。
So that we have a portion in these people who follow the Lamb.
所以今天早晨我们聚集在你跟前的时候。
So as we come before you,
我们不光唱这个诗歌,
not only do we sing this hymn,
我们更愿意把自己投身在你面前。
We more desire to throw ourselves before you.
投身在你呼召我们要我们跟随的这条路中。
So that we can throw ourselves into this path that you want us to undertake.
但愿主你给每一个人都有这样的心志。
May every one of us here have this desire.
要跟随众圣徒所留下的脚踪。
To follow the footprints of the multitude.
要面向着新耶路撒冷。
So that we can face the new Jerusalem.
那个神摆在我们面前的标杆。
Again, we can face the goal in front of us.
一直往前奔跑。
So we can run toward the goal.
主，求你不要叫我们腿酸受下垂。
Lord, may you not let us be tired.
如果我们疲倦的时候。
When we get exhausted.
如果我们灰心失望的时候。
When we're in despair.
主，你的灵载着我们来鼓我们。
May your spirit in us encourage us.
你把那个荣耀的景象在显在我们的眼中。
Reveal that glorious condition in our face.
你的爱火在燃烧在我们的心灵之中。
So your loving fire could be a flame in our hearts.
主，我和我的众弟兄姊妹都渴望能够这样跟随你到底。
I and all my brothers and sisters want to follow you to the utmost.
感谢赞美主，你是我的生命和力量。
We thank you that you are our life and our strength.
你是在前面引领我们，为我们征战的元帅。
You are the captain who is before us fighting for us.
你也是天天扶持我们，随着我们身边的最亲密的朋友。
You are also the dearest friend who is supporting us every day.
你知道我们每一个人里面的软弱。
You know all of the weaknesses and deepest in our hearts.
但是你能够足够供应我们的需要。
But you more than supply our needs.
因为你这位好牧人在这里带领我们。
Because a good shepherd is leading us.
我们一点都不必担心。
We are not to be concerned.
靠着我们自己不能的，靠着主，你万事都能。
For what we cannot do on our own, it's all impossible with you.
所以我们把自己再重新献在你的手中。
So we again consecrate ourselves in your hands.
求你悦纳我们这一点微弱的心愿。
May you be pleasing by our weak desire.
也祝福我们众弟兄姊妹。
Bless all the brothers and sisters.
叫我们在跟随的路上跑得好。
So that we can run well in this path of following you. And we can run the straight way. And we can run quickly.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们请弟兄姊妹先读两节圣经。
We'd like the brothers and sisters to read two verses in the Bible.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
我们中文大家读一遍，英文大家读一遍。
Let's all of us read in Chinese and English.
我们就先读中文好了。
Let's read Chinese first.
因那世人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于义，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
我们再读希伯来十一章十六节。
Let's read Hebrews 11:16.
还是中文先读，英文跟着读。
Let's read Chinese first and then English.
他们却血慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one.Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
这两句圣经头一处是主耶稣称我们为弟兄，并不以为耻。
In the first passage, it talks about when Jesus is being called our brethren, he is not ashamed.
第二处说，神被称为他们的神，也不以为耻。
In the second passage, therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God.
有一天啊，当我思想到这两句圣经的时候，
One day as I meditated upon these two passages,
我心里边就很有感觉。
I was very touched in my heart.
所以我就好好的思想这两句圣经里面的话。
So I meditated upon the words in these two passages.
我越想越觉得宝贵。
As I meditated more and more, I think these words are indeed very precious.
越觉得甘甜。
And these words are sweet.
所以我就把我所感受到的呢，来和弟兄姊妹有一点的分享。
So I'm going to share with you what I've fellowshipped.
先来交通，主称我们为弟兄，并不以为耻。
First, I wanted to fellowship about this fact that the Lord is not ashamed to be called our brethren.
这是说出主耶稣的恩典和他的慈爱。
And this describes the grace of the Lord and also his loving kindness.
并且这个爱啊，可以叫做预格的恩典。
And this love could be called this...
预格就超过一半的啊。
This love that, that surpasses all.
你想想看啊、哦、我们的主耶稣是谁
Think about it. Who is our Lord Jesus?
我们又是谁
And who are we?
主耶稣就那样的尊贵
He is so honorable.
那样的荣耀
And he is so glorious.
他的地位是那样的超凡
And his position surpasses all.
那样的美丽
And he is so beautiful.
哦，而我们这般人呢
？And we, on the other hand,
我们这般人呢、啊，既卑微
，we are lowly，
又渺小
，and we're small。
我们是充满许多卑轻下贫的人。
We're filled with filth and bad things。
我们一般人呢、啊，假使要交朋友的话呀，我们都是要找比我们高一层的人。
If we want to make friends, we always make friends with somebody who's higher than us.
我们总是以那些有地位的、有学问的、有很好的品格的人，我们跟他交朋友的话呢，我们觉得很荣耀。
We always want to pick people who have better position, who has more intellect, and who has better morals. And when we are friends with them, we feel honored.
我曾听见一个姊妹说，那个德州的参议我都认识。
A sister told me that she knows a senator from Texas.
啊，是某某议员是我的朋友。
And such and such senator is a friend of mine.
那个讲起了，你觉得哦，都不得了，他的身份都高贵。
And so you feel that she has been exalted by this friendship.
有一天我到一个弟兄姊妹家里去。
One day I went to a house of a brother and sister.
他家里啊挂着我们这个弟兄和雷根总统在一起拍的一张照片。
And in his house, he has a photograph of this brother and President Reagan.
哎呀，就我们真是一看见这个照片，我们弟兄和那个雷根总统站在一起，你看。
And then our brother was standing with President Reagan.
我们不能不向这个弟兄啊崇敬几分。
So we're going to look at our brother again with more respect.
哎呀，这个福分我们是想没想到过的啊。
We've never thought about that blessing.
有没有人愿意说那个某某杀人犯是我的很好的朋友
Nobody wants to befriend a criminal who has killed other people.
你知道吗报上登的那一个什么贪污的官员呢就是我的亲戚。
Do you know that this corrupt official is actually my relative?
我想啊没有人愿意把这种好像比我们差一点不大光彩的人呢、啊、来称为是我的弟兄或者是我的朋友。
No one wants to claim somebody else as their brother or relative if somebody is not and has a very honorable past.
我在纽约的时候啊我们那些比较就是大学或者大学毕业的人呢、啊、都不大愿意give up 第一点的那个初中生在一起聚会。
In New York, our college students or people who have college degrees do not want to meet with the high schoolers.
所以我们从大学里面回来啊，现在跟这个中学生在一起聚会，这个好像是有色身份啊。
So when the college kids who come back from the summer and they have to meet with the high schoolers, they feel like they're losing their status.
我们的主耶稣啊，竟然以称我们为弟兄，并且不以为耻。
However, our Lord is not ashamed to be called our brethren.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做弟兄啊
Brothers and sisters, what is brethren?
弟兄就说出我们同有一个生命。
Brotherhood describes that the fact that we have the same life.
同样一种身份。
We have the same status.
有同样的地位。
We have the same position.
没有轻重贵贱的分别。
And we are not one more honorable than the other.
所以主耶稣啊，来到地上的时候啊，他常常和罪里罪人一同在一起吃饭。
So when the Lord came to this earth, he constantly had meals with tax collectors and sinners.
所以法利赛人就受不了。
So the Pharisees could not stand it.
耶稣啊，你不是说自己还是称神的儿子的吗
？Jesus, don't you call yourself the Son of God?
你还要来做人类的救主？
And you wanted to be the savior of men.
像你这么有高贵身份的人，怎么跟这个罪里罪人在一起吃饭呢
？You who have such an honorable status, how could you be eating with the sinners and the tax collectors?
哎呀，这个是叫我们把你看低几分。
So we want to despise you a little.
那主耶稣怎么说
？What did the Lord Jesus say?
主耶稣说，健康的人用不着医生。
The Lord said the healthy does not need any doctors.
那个有病的人啊，才用得着。
And only the sick people would need the doctors.
是我来。不是寻找义人
I come not to seek the righteous ones
我来是寻找罪人
I come to seek the sinners
这个就是主耶稣道成肉身的意义
This is why he has to be incarnate in the flesh
为什么这个太初的道要来成为人的肉身的形状呢
Why is it true that the word has to become life
因为我们儿女既同于虚弱之体，他也照样亲自成了虚弱之体。
Because just like the children have flesh and body, he himself had to be personally had blood and flesh.
他喜欢在凡事上对于我们相同。
In all things, he wanted to be equated with us.
当然，除了罪恶，他是无份。
Other than the fact that he had no part in sin.
所以我们赞美主耶稣。就是因为他这样肯降卑自己来低就我们这些软弱贫穷的人。
So we praise the Lord because he had so humbled himself to be close to these to be us who are weak and sinful.
他乐意来接近我们。
He has cleansed us.
他乐意与我们一同吃一同喝。
He is happy to eat and drink with us.
他乐意靠近我们。
He is happy to draw near to us.
体贴我们。
He is happy to be mindful of us.
尝我们所尝到的苦。
He wants to taste all the bitterness that we have tasted.
经历我们所经历的种种的试炼。
And he wants to experience all the trials that we have experienced.
他对我们是那样的关怀，那样的体贴。
He has such concerns to us.
要把我们这些在这个世界上好像毫无盼望的人。
So he wants to bring us who have no hope in this world.
把我们这些被罪恶的重担所压伤的人。
Us who have been hurting because of the heavy burden of sin.
要把我们这些觉得孤单无望的人。
Us who are lonely and are hopeless.
他要把我们扶植起来。
He wants to bring us up.
使我们能够站立得住。
So that we can stand firm.
他来分我们的忧。
And he wants to share our sorrows.
他来解我们的愁。
And he wants to make us less worrisome.
他帮助我们背负我们的重担。
He helps us to carry the burden of sin.
他就这样的扶持我们的结果呢，就是为使我们可以和他同享他的荣耀。
He wants to support us so that we can enjoy his glory.
你记得主耶稣讲的那个比喻吗？
Do you remember the parable that Jesus said?
那一个从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去的人。
The person who has come from Jerusalem to Jericho.
被强盗打得半死。
He was almost hurt by robbers.
躺在路上，没有人照顾他，没有人体贴他，没有人怜恤他。
He was lying on the road and no one wanted to help him out.
那么主耶稣这个好撒玛利亚人呢，看见他就动了慈心。
And this good Samaritan, Jesus Christ, he has moved his heart.
他上前用油酒来传过这个被压伤的人。
So with wine and oil, he treated this person who has been hurt.
并且扶他骑上牲口。
And he also helped him up to his donkey.
把他带到客店里去，这是安息。
And bring him to an inn to rest.
我想这些啊，就是讲到主今天在我们身上所做的事。
This speaks of the things that the Lord Jesus would do to us.
我们这些人都是被罪恶压伤。
We have all been crushed by sin.
一直落在忧愁苦恼的里面。
So that we are in deep sorrow.
被仇敌所捆绑。
We've been bounded by the
enemy. 人生生活在黑暗当中。
We live in darkness.
我们的主耶稣基督就在我们忧愁困苦的环境中啊，就这样把我们扶起来。
And the Lord Jesus Christ held us up in such affliction and suffering.
用他的爱来传过我们。
And he surrounded us with his love.
并且扶我们骑上牲口。
And he also held us up to his donkey.
就叫我们本来走不动路的人啊，主使我们能够走上去。
So that people who cannot formally walk can now walk.
把我们带到神的家中。
And he brings us into the household of God.
主这样的体贴，主这样的关怀，正叫我们的心中受到何等的感激。
Therefore, our heart is so thankful for how caring he is toward us.
主耶稣对我们这样受伤的、软弱的、有各种毛病的人，他称我们为弟兄呢，都不以为耻。
And he is not ashamed to be called us as his brothers, us who are weak and hopeless and weak.
我每次想到我自己。
We only think about ourselves.
我觉得自己正是一个很贫穷软弱的人。
We are poor and weak.
我在爱情上很贫穷。
I am lacking in love.
因为我只会关心自己，不大会去关心别人的需要。
Because I only care about what I need, and I do not care what other people need.
当有人需要有爱心的帮助的时候，我就常常顾不上去。
When people need my loving care, I am not able to support them.
我也是一个在信心上很贫穷的人。
I'm also lacking in faith.
因为一点点难处就叫我充满忧虑。
A little problem would make me be filled with sorrow.
并且因着这些难处啊，我会发出很多的抱怨的话语。
And I also murmur a lot in times of difficulty.
所以我在信心上也是很贫穷。
So I'm also lacking in faith.
我这个人在能力上也是很贫穷。
I'm also lacking in ability.
胆小。
I am scared easily.
就怕事情。
And I'm afraid of things.
并且常常能说不能够行。
And I can talk, but I cannot do what I say.
那实在是很糟糕。
It is indeed horrible.
并且呢，我还做过一件非常可怕的事情。
Also, I've done a horrible thing.
因为我得罪过主。
I have offended the Lord.
得罪过神。
I've offended God.
哎呀，我以前啊，我什么神都不相信。
Before, I did not believe in any gods.
并且我扬言啊，我绝不信任何宗教。
And I've also boasted that I would not believe in any religion.
尤其是外国的洋教。
Especially these foreign religions.
所以我最讨厌那些信耶稣的人。
So I particularly hated people who believed in Jesus.
这些人没有骨气。
I think that these people do not have mental stamina.
那个宗教嘛，都是劝人为善。
Religions all try to tell people to be good.
但是你们怎么那么没有志气啊？
How come you have such low willpower?
行善还要别人来教教你才行善。
Do you have to be taught to do good?
行善嘛，行就好了嘛，还要别人来教你？
You just do good. You don't need anybody to teach you.
就是要信宗教嘛，要信中国的那个本土的宗教不是更好吗？为什么去信外国的洋教去？
If you have to believe in a religion, just believe in the indigenous Chinese religion. You don't have to believe in foreign religion.
所以我讲了许多得罪神的话。
So I said many, many offensive words to
God. 我也有很多叫主耶稣叫他感觉到伤痛的一些行动。
I've also performed many deeds that would cause the heart of the Jesus to hurt.
但是像我这样一个你看那么讨厌的人。
But somebody as vile as me.
竟然有一天主还怜悯了我。
One day the Lord had mercy on me.
主还拣选了我。
And he had selected me.
把我在一个真是软弱到极点的人把我扶持起来。
And he lifted me up. I who are totally weak.
你看主耶稣竟然能够称我为他的弟兄。
The Lord is not ashamed to call me his brother.
哎呀我想想这是多么大的恩典啊。
This is such grace.
我哪里配啊。
How am I worthy?
但是这个恩典呢竟然临到了我的身上。
However, this grace is descended upon me.
所以我不能不赞美他。
So I cannot but help
praising
him.
不能不感谢他。
And thanking him.
感谢他这个逾越的恩典。
So I want to thank him for this surpassing grace.
那么相反的。
Contrarily.
这反过来有许多的基督徒啊还常常以称主耶稣的名为羞耻。
A lot of Christians are ashamed to have Jesus be called their brother.
你有没有碰见过一些基督徒啊？
Have you met these Christians?
他不大愿意在别人面前承认自己是基督徒。
They're not very willing to acknowledge in front of others that they are Christians.
不敢在亲人面前承认自己是基督徒。
They're afraid to declare that they're Christians before loved ones.
不敢在同学朋友的跟前承认自己是基督徒。
They're afraid to tell people among acquaintances that they're Christians.
我们也不敢在别人的面前来泄愤祷告。
And we're also afraid to give grace before our meals in front of others.
因为一泄愤祷告就给人家知道哦你是信耶稣的。
Because when we give grace before our meal, then they know that we believe in Jesus.
好像别人就会看不起你的样子。
And then as if other people would despise you.
我有过一个失败的经验。
I have this failure.
因为我在就是在国内就从前小的时候年轻的时候那些同学啊
When I was in China, way back,
他们要开什么同学会
They wanted to have some student gatherings.
知道我从美国来，什么时候回来呀、啊？哦，我们哪一年哪一天呢？要开一个大家同学们再召集在一起聚聚会。
And they knew I'm in the States, and they wanted to have a reunion in somewhere.
我就不大敢去。
I was a little hesitant to go.
为什么不敢去呢
？Why was I afraid to go?
我想。这些同学有的人已经做了什么大学里面的习主任啊院长啊这些。
Because some of my former classmates, they were head of departments in college.
商业上很有成就。
Some of them accomplished a lot in commerce.
哎呀我去跟他们一比啊觉得好像有点比不上他们的成就。
I feel like I'm not comparable to their achievements.
所以我把他们问起了你在美国做什么呀
And then they asked me, what are you doing in America?
他们以为到美国的人呢、啊，那都是不得了的人。
They think that if you go to America, you have accomplished much.
所以啊，假使我说我在美国是传道啊
，So if I say to them I'm a preacher in America,
那他们会想你这个王某人呢、啊， 哎呀，你这么没有出息啊。
They're saying that you have accomplished nothing.
哎呀，我们，你在学校里面的时候，那我从小我们都是把你看到好像比我们还这个聪明一点的样子。
In school, we thought you were smarter than us.
原来我们以为你到美国去呢，一定是很有成就，怎样怎样，那个是华侨高贵的身份回来的。
We thought you had accomplished much in America, and then you can come back.
原来你是那个是这个穷参道的。
Oh, you are a poor preacher.
哎，所以呢，我就不敢去参加那个同学会。
So I was afraid to go to the college reunion.
哎呀，那个事情过了之后呢，我也觉得。哎呀，我这个是也是很不荣耀主啊。
So I thought this is not glorifying to the Lord.
哎呀，就是跟人家知道我传道人又有什么不好呢
？So what if people know I'm a preacher?
所以我常想，我这样做啊，是不是像彼得一样，不敢在人面前承认是跟随耶稣的
？So maybe I was like Peter. I was afraid to acknowledge that I follow Jesus.
所以我只好在主面前，主啊，真是我这个很羞愧。
So I was very ashamed before the Lord.
所以主所啊。凡在人面前的，万在人面前认我的，我在天父面前也必认他。
So the Lord said, if you acknowledge me before others, I will acknowledge you before my Father.
凡在人面前不认我的了，将来我在天父面前也必不认他。
If you do not acknowledge me now on earth, I will not acknowledge you in the future.
所以我们要求主真是开启我们的眼睛。
So we ask the Lord to open our eyes.
看见我们跟随主是何等荣耀一件事情。
So that we can see that it is indeed glorious to follow the Lord.
主耶稣称我们为弟兄都不以为耻。
The Lord is not ashamed to call us his brethren.
我们这么卑微的人称荣耀的主耶稣是我的主，这个哪里是有什么可耻的？
How would it be shameful to call the glorious Lord our Lord?
这是我们跟随主的人的荣耀。
This is a glory for people who follow him.
啊，那么现在讲第二节圣经。
So let's turn to the second passage.
神被称为他们的神，也不以为耻。
God is not ashamed to be called their God.
刚才那节圣经是讲到主的恩典，主的爱。
Earlier, the earlier passage talks about God's grace and God's love.
那么这节圣经呢，就讲到有关于神的荣耀和神的国度。
And this passage deals with God's glory and His kingdom.
这里神称他们为，神被称为他们的神，也不以为耻。这个他们是谁呢？
Who are they referring to in here when their God? God is not ashamed to be called their God.
这个他们呢，就是希伯来书十一章里面所记载的那一些信心的见证人。
These people.The them refers to all the witnesses of faith in chapter 11 of Hebrews.
那一般在信心中奔走天路的人。
Those people who run the heavenly race by faith.
那一般在他们身上活出了美好见证的人。
Those people who have lived out a living testimony.
就像亚伯啊、以诺啊、挪亚呀、亚伯拉罕啊这些人。
Such as Abraham, Enoch.
那么既然被称为他们的神，神不以为耻。
Because God is not ashamed to be called their God.
那我们反过来说啊，换句话说呢，也会有一些人呢，神如果被称为他们的神的话，神是觉得羞耻。
So therefore, if you change it around, there are some people where God is ashamed to be called their God.
如果有些人口中挂着神的名字，挂着主耶稣的名字，啊，而没有那样的见证神或者把主耶稣见证出来，神被称为他们的神，神是觉得可耻的。
If there are people who constantly mention God in their mouth, but in their lives they do not live out His testimony, then God will be ashamed to be called their God.
那么对何种样的人，神被称为他们的神是不以为耻的？对何种样的人？神被称为他们的神呢，神觉得是可耻的呢。
So what kind of people would God be ashamed to be called their God, and what kind of people would God to be not ashamed to be called their God?
我想我现在说一件反面的，等下呢我们再说正面。
So let me describe some negative examples and then go to some positive examples.
啊，反面就是说有些人神是不愿意被称为他们的神。
So the negative examples are people that God does not want, God is ashamed to be called their God.
你们记不记得这四度行传里面呢、啊？有一次保罗到一个地方去传福音做见证的时候。
Do you remember in the book of Acts, Paul went to a place to preach the gospel?
与那个祭司长示基娃的七个儿子。
There are seven sons of this priest.
他们看见保罗身上有这样的权能。
They see that Paul has such power.
这个祭司长七个儿子呢，都是和这个偶像带着关系。
All these seven sons are related to idols.
但他们看见保罗这样的权能呢，他说：“好，我奉保罗所传的耶稣吩咐你们这些鬼啊，从这个那个被鬼附的人身上出去。”
So because they saw that Paul has such power, they said that by the name of the God of Paul, I cast you devils out.
就跟那些鬼啊就说，这个保罗我认识，主耶稣我也认识，你是谁啊？
So these evil spirits said, I know Paul and I know Jesus, but who are you?
反而这个七个祭司长的七个儿子啊，都被鬼制服了。
So all these seven sons of this high priest were subject to the evil spirits.
所以这几个人啊，他们口中要奉耶稣的名。
So these people wanted to say the name of the Lord Jesus.
但是神不应证。
However, the God did not testify for them.
所以魔鬼都讥笑他们。
Even the devil was teasing them.
你是谁啊？竟然奉耶稣基督的名。
Who are you to do certain things by the name of the Lord?
所以这个就讲到啊，神对他们所行的根本就不承认。
God did not acknowledge what they have done.
神不愿意被称为他们的神。
God did not want to be called their God.
那么此外呢，我想一个心中充满仇恨的人，是神不愿意被称为他们的神。
In addition, someone whose heart is filled with hatred would not be pleasing to God and to be called their God.
你比方说那个盖因。
For instance, Cain.
那一天啊，盖因跟亚伯两个人为着他们所献的礼物被神悦纳或者不被神悦纳而争吵起来。
That one day, Abel and Cain were arguing about the offerings, whether they were pleasing to God or not.
因为亚伯把他羊群中所投生的羔羊一些献给神，神就悦纳他。
Abel offered the firstlings of his flock, and it was pleasing to the Lord.
因为亚伯呢，就听了从他的父母的口中啊，听见了福音。
Because Abel had heard the gospel from the mouth of his parents.
他的父母亲一听说，当我们堕落犯罪得罪神的时候，神就宰了一只羔羊，把羔羊的皮当作衣服啊，就给我们穿上。
His parents must have said that when back in those days when we fell and sinned against the Lord, God had slain a lamb and put his clothes on us.
这就主耶稣的拯救我们的故事。
This is the story of how the Lord had saved us.
所以亚伯呢，他一生牧养羔羊，就是说愿意把更多的羔羊的生命从他的身上活出来。
Therefore, Abel became a tender of flock so that he wanted the life of Christ to be lived out in him.
所以亚伯所行的呢，很讨神的欢喜。
So what Abel had done was pleasing to God.
神就悦纳了他的礼物。
So God accepted his offering.
那么盖因呢，把地里面的出产也拿来献给神。
Cain brought an offering from the fruit of the ground.
这个地里的出产呢，就是表示我们在这个地上，在世界上，我们所成就的果效。
The fruit of the ground was what we accomplished on this earth.
比方我的学位啊，我的事业啊，我的慈善那个什么那种的救济的行为啊。
Such as our academic accomplishments, our career and our charitable deeds.
就是我们辛辛苦苦劳劳碌碌在地上所得着的了，我们献到神面前去。
So all these things that we labor and toil on this earth, we offer them to God.
所以有的人就是这样子说啦。他说啊，我相信我的行为啊，要比你们基督徒还要好一些。
So some people say that my deeds are better than you Christians.
因为你们基督徒有的人呢，还会说谎话，还会发脾气。
Because some of you Christians still lie and you still throw a fit.
我虽然不信耶稣。
Even though I do not believe in Jesus.
但我这个人从来不说谎话。
But I have never lied in my whole life.
我这个人都规规矩矩的。
And I've always followed the laws.
你们有没有看见我发过脾气啊？
Have you ever seen me throwing my temper?
所以你们上天堂难道我不能上 比你们更能够上天堂吗？
So you can go to heaven. Can I not be more qualified than you to go to heaven?
那该隐就是这样一个人啊，就把地上的成就啊，就显到神面前去。
Cain is a person like this. He wanted to bring up the fruit of this earth to God.
但是神不悦纳这一种东西。
God did not receive his offerings.
神，如果你不在主耶稣羔羊的宝血的遮盖之下，你的最好的行为，你最大的成就，献到神面前去，神不该拒绝。
If you do not have the blood of the Lamb, even though you have the best accomplishments and deeds in this earth, God would have no regard for those.
你到神面前就必须要借着羔羊，必须要靠羔羊来保全。
To come before God, it has to be through the blood of the Lamb.
接下一来呀，该隐就变了脸色。
So Cain's countenance fell.
并且大大的发怒。
And he became very angry.
起来把亚伯他的兄弟就杀掉了。
And he arose and killed Abel, his brother.
所以呀，神就刑罚他。
So God punished him.
他说：“你不能够再见我的面。”
You cannot see my face.
这圣经记载，他就把该隐就赶逐出去，离开了神的面。
And he cast him out of his presence.
所以神是不愿意被称为该隐的神。
So God is not willing to be called the God of Cain.
你不能够站在我的面前。
You cannot stand before me.
我们再说一个例子。
Let me give you another example.
比方以扫。
For instance, Esau.
一个贪爱所地享受的人，或者说为着贪爱所地享受，把高贵的神给我们的福分弃绝掉的人呢？神是不愿意被称为他们的神。
Someone who enjoys the life so much to the extent that they would despise the blessings that God would give us. This is someone God is not, is ashamed to be called their God.
我想以扫的故事你们大家都知道。
You are all familiar with the story of Esau.
他一天很疲倦啊。
He was very tired one day.
打猎回来。
From hunting.
哎呀，看见他的弟弟雅各在熬红豆汤。
And he saw his brother Jacob cooking lentil soup.
他很想喝那个红豆汤。
And he really wanted to drink that lentil soup.
他说：“弟弟，你把红豆汤给我喝好不好？”
So he said, "Brother, give me the lentil soup."
雅各这个人很诡诈。
Jacob was very wicked.
可以啊。
He said, "Yes."
你把长子的名分卖给我。
But first, sell me your birthright.
这以扫说：“哎呀，这个长子的名分是一个很空洞的东西啊。”
So Esau said, "This birthright thing is very high and lofty."
就好像今天有些基督徒，哎呀，你们讲那些属灵的道理啊，好像在云里雾里，在空中摸不着。
Just like some Christians would say, all these great preaching and theories you guys Christians talk about is like floating in the heavenly.
什么这个神圣的这个国度啊，这个东西啊，这个东西太遥远了。
Like glory and all these heavenly kingdom, it is too far away from me.
不实际。
It is not realistic.
也就是不现实。
And it is not practical.
不符合我们今天的需要。
It does not fit with our current needs.
这个地上的享受。
So this earthly enjoyment.
赚钱赚得多。
If I can make more money.
多拿几个学位。
If I can get more degrees.
找一些好的工作。
If I can get better jobs.
这个才是很现实的。
Those are the realistic things.
所以以扫就代表一个为着现实生活而把我们基督徒那个珍贵的身份出卖掉。
So this speaks of Christians who give up their honorable status for the realistic life.
这样的人呢，神不愿意被称为他们的神。
God is ashamed to be called their God.
所以神说，以扫是我所恨恶的，雅各是我所爱的。
So God said, I have loved Jacob and I have hated Esau.
我想圣经上的例子我不要再讲下去。
I think I will stop mentioning more examples in the Bible.
那么今天在我们四围呢，我们也可能有这样的情形。
But we also have these similar conditions around us.
我们就常常为着一些其他的东西啊，我们是就失去了神的见证。
Because for other things, we have lost the testimony of God.
所以一个基督徒啊，你虽然外表上挂着基督徒的名字
，So you may have the outward name of a Christian.
口里也常常称耶稣的名字
，And you also call on the name of the Lord.
如果我们真不是真正那样爱神，追求属天的荣耀，神以称我，神是。我们称他称神被称为我们的神呢，神是意味觉得羞耻的事情。
But if we do not desire the glorious heavenly vision, and we do not truly love Him, then God is ashamed to be called our God.
像有一次啊，我去看望一个福音朋友。
I once went to visit a gospel friend.
当然我们传福音给他呀，希望他信耶稣。
We preached the gospel to him and wanted him to believe in Jesus.
他说啊，我一想起你们基督徒做的那些事情呢，我就不愿意信耶稣。
He said that the minute I think about the things you Christians have done, I don't want to believe in Jesus.
他说我有一个房子啊，租给你们一个基督徒住。
I rented out a house to a Christian.
就他就不按时不好好的交房租。
And he wouldn't pay the rent on time.
并且把我那个房子啊弄得乱七八糟。
And he also trashed up my house.
哎呀，弄得那么肮脏，窗户也弄破，这个地毯也弄脏。
And he made it filthy, and the windows were broken, and the carpet was ugly.
并且还不按时候交房租。
And he did not pay his rent on time.
所以你们这个信耶稣的人呢？哎呀，有什么好处啊？
So what is it to be a Christian?
哎呀，我一听了之后呢，哎呀，我觉得真是很亏欠主的荣耀。
So when I heard about this, I really think that we've fallen short of the glory of God.
今天我们的的确确有好多基督徒啊，我们口里挂着耶稣的名字。
Today, indeed, there are many Christians where we constantly mention the name of the Lord.
但是没有活出主耶稣的爱，没有活出主耶稣的公义圣洁。
But we do not live out His love, His life, and His righteousness.
不能够彰显主耶稣的荣耀和美丽。
We cannot manifest His glory and His beauty.
这个没有见证的基督徒啊，神被称为他们的神啊，神可能觉得是羞耻的。
God would be maybe ashamed to be called these Christians who have not lived out their testimony.
所以我们都需要神的恩典，神的怜悯施恩。
Therefore, we all need the mercy and grace of God.
保守我们。
To keep us.
让我们不做一般叫神的名字所亏损的人。
From being a people where God is ashamed to be called our God.
我们要从正面来看呢，被称为他们的神。而神觉得不以为耻的这帮人。
We want to look positively at this another group of people where God is not ashamed to be called their God.
你们想想看啊，神最喜欢他称我是谁的神啊。
Think about it. What does God want to say? He is God of who?
啊，哎，神在圣经里面最喜欢常常称的，我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
God loves to be called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the Bible.
为什么神那么喜欢成为亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神呢？
Why does God want to be called the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob?
那我们就要从他们身上来找找他们的特点。
We need to find out characteristics.
为什么神喜欢被称为他们的神而不以为耻？
Why does God love to be called their God and not be ashamed of it?
我们先来看亚伯拉罕啊。
Let's look at Abraham.
这个亚伯拉罕呢，就是一个和神交往的最密切。
Abraham had close fellowship with God.
他最喜欢听神的话。
He really loved to listen to the word of God.
比方当他还在那个加勒底的乌尔这个偶像之家居住的时候。
When he was still living in the land of idols, Ur of the Chaldeans.
有一天荣耀的神向他显现。
One day the glorious God manifested himself to him.
你要离开本地本族富家往我是要指示你的地方去。
Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to a land I will show you.
亚伯拉罕一听见神这么向他显现对他说话了他就起来就离开加勒底乌尔离开那个拜偶像之家就跟着神所指示的话呀往前面走了。
Abraham loved to hear the word of God so much that once he heard this, he arose and left this land of idols and the Ur of the Chaldeans and he left.
你知道我们这帮人原来住在哪里啊?
You know where we used to dwell?
我们原来都是住在加勒底的乌尔偶像之家。
We formerly all lived in the household of idols, Ur of the Chaldeans.
巴比伦加勒底的乌尔就是偶像之家。
Ur of the Babylon is just the idols.
我们都是拜偶像。
We used to all worship idols.
你说现在我们是那个根本就不拜偶像。
You can say we don't worship idols anymore.
我也相信现在大部分的基督徒啊，都是不拜这些有形的偶像。
I also believe that most Christians nowadays do not believe in physical idols.
但是呢，我们虽然不拜有形的偶像，那个泥土塑起来的木头雕起来，我们不拜了。
Although, however, even though we do not worship these physical idols made of soil and wood,
但是可能在我们心中还有一些无形的偶像。
But in our hearts, there are also some invisible idols.
我想第一个偶像可能人人都会拜。
There's one idol that probably everyone would worship.
你们说什么偶像？
Do you know what that is?
马门。
Mammon.
今天有几个人不拜马门呢？
Nowadays, who do not worship mammons?
多少时候啊，我们外面不敢公开的拜马门，但是我们心里私底下他们常常很崇拜马门的。
Even though we do not want to worship mammon in public, and in our deep in our heart, we want to worship it.
所以今天人人都是向钱财看的。
Everybody is looking at money.
哪一个人不是觉得哎有钱有势的话，这个才是我一心所追求。
Everybody wants to go after money and power.
那么神对你说，你不要拜这个马门了，你还是来侍奉我吧。
And God said, "Don't worship mammon. Come serve me."
一个人不能够侍奉两个主哦。
You cannot serve two masters.
又马门又侍奉神了。
You cannot serve both mammon and God.
亚伯拉一听见神的呼召啊，他就马上离开了。
Abraham heard the Lord's calling, and he left and walked with God.
我们今天听见神的话，我们也说好，从此以后我再也不拜马门了，我要好好的。崇拜我的主耶稣。
And we heard God's calling, and we said, "Okay, we're going to stop worshiping mammon, and we're going to serve the Lord Jesus."
就像我们诗歌里那个弟兄一样啊，我宁愿有耶稣。
Just like what is in the hymn, I'd rather have Jesus.
胜过地上的财富无边啊。
Over all the riches of the earth.
我们唱这个诗歌呢，我们里面很响应，觉得很愿意这样子。
When we sing this hymn, we echo within, and we want it to be like that.
但实际上，真正在现在生活当中呢，我们可能是不大跟得上去。
However, in real life, we cannot be like that realistically.
那么亚伯拉罕呢，不但是离开巴比伦加勒底的乌尔。
Abraham not only left Babylon, Ur of the Chaldeans.
他并且啊。他离开了之后，真是把偶像就甩在一边了。
And he really left the idols on the side.
并且神给他讲什么，他就听什么。
Whatever God told him, he would listen.
神对他说：“你知不知道啊？我将来要使你的后裔啊，像天上的星那么多，像海边的树那么无数。
”And God said, "I will give you descendants as many as the stars in the heavens and in the sky and sand on the ocean."
亚伯拉罕这个特点呢，就是凡是神讲的话，他都相信。
There's a characteristic of Abraham. Whatever God told him, he believed.
他以后就天天数算天上的星星。
So from that on, he was counting all the stars in the sky.
对我说的，我的子孙呢，将来要天上的星那么多，还有地上那么无数。
Because God told me, my descendants would be as countless as the stars in the sky.
所以这样一个和神关系很亲密的人。
So someone who is as close as to God as him.
对于神讲的话去听的人。
Somebody who just listened to what God says,
并且把偶像都摆在一边的人，
and he also cast away all the idols.
神被称为他的神啊，不以为耻。
God is not ashamed to be God, to be called His God.
我想起一个姊妹的见证了。
I remember a testimony of a sister.
你这个姊妹，她没有信主之前啊，那是她是学问又好。
This sister before she believed in God, she has very high learning.
这个各方面都是很神奇的。
And had very honorable status.
She is
a little proud. And then she testified to us.
我最看他在大学里读书的，我最看不起学文科的人。
I looked down on people who majored in arts.
因为那个学文科的呢，都是因为不够聪明，考不上理科呢，他才去读的文科。
Because those people who study arts are the people who cannot pass the exam for sciences.
那么你应该看那些理科的人呢？
And then you look at people who majored in sciences.
我也看不起读理科的人。
I also despise people who majored in the sciences.
因为读理科的人啊，都是粗里粗气，没有文艺气息，没有这种那个优美的品质。
Because all these people who study science are not artistic enough.
那么就是天底下的每个人他都要看得起的。
So he does not he look down on everybody.
所以他走在路上的时候啊，他的脸这个。那都是朝上看。
So when he walk on the earth, her eyes are on toward the heavens.
他根本就不把我们这许多人呢，就放在他的眼中。
She does not look at any of us here.
他家里又很富有。
And her family was wealthy.
那么他家里呢，起码有三批佣人。
And her family has at least three servants.
有的是给他照顾孩子的。
Some servants took care of her children.
有的是给他整洁的。
Some people were cleaning her house.
有的是给他这个做庭院的。
Some servants looked after their yard.
哦，这个人真是啊！你看看，这样一个人都 都了不起，是不是啊
？So you see, this person has a very high regard of herself.
但是有一天呢、啊，她遇见了主了。
But one day she met the Lord.
她听见福音之后
，After she heard the gospel.
她信了耶稣之后
，After she believed in the Lord.
整个人都改变。
Her person was totally changed.
她的打扮改变了。
She changed her outward
appearance. 她的待人的态度、生活改变了。
How she treated other people in her daily life changed.
有起码有三等的这个帮佣的人。
She had at least three groups of servants.
自从那个时候、啊、她大概是只留下一个佣人。
She only left one servant behind.
其他的佣人她都自己做。
She let all the others go.
但她在教会里面去聚会的时候、啊、
But when she went to meetings, the church meetings,
她就无事不做。
She did everything.
那个时候我们擦凳子啊。
At the time, we had to wipe the chairs. We have to wash windows.
整洁厕所啊。
We have to clean the toilets.
样样都做。
She could do everything.
并且呢，当弟兄姊妹，特别姊妹们家中啊，因为有难处或者有病痛，这孩子又没人照顾的时候。
And especially when there were brothers and sisters who were sick and there were young children who could not be taken care of.
他就跑到姊妹家里去啊。帮姊妹照顾孩子，帮姊妹这个做许多的事情。
She would go to their houses and take care of the children and do many things.
你看自己在家里都不需要自己动手的。
She did not have to do anything at her own house.
她现在被主得着之后啊，
After she has been captured by the Lord,
降低自己的身份，去和姊妹们在一起啊，做那些，最好像最从前不需要做的事情。
She is more than willing to humble herself and do all the other lowly things as with other sisters.
所以有一个弟兄做见证了。
So one brother made this testimony.
他说：“你知道我怎么信，怎么信主的
？”Do you know how I came to believe in Jesus?
我就是因为这个姊妹，他们以往是常有交往的。
He said that it was because of the sister, because they had some prior dealings.
看见他的改变，叫我觉得信耶稣，那真是一件奇事。
So I saw her, the change in her, and I realized it was such a great thing.
他就是因为这个姊妹的改变而信了主耶稣。
He believed because of the change in her.
所以这样呢，就是亚伯拉罕一样啊，神被称为他们的神，是不以为耻。
So this is just like Abraham. God is not ashamed to be called his God.
我们再看以撒。
Let's look at Isaac.
为什么神被称为以撒的神呢？
Why is God happy to be called the God of Isaac?
以撒有一个特点。
Isaac has this characteristic.
他就绝对顺服。
He is obedient 100%.
有一天，神对亚伯拉罕说。
One day, God said to Abraham.
你要把你那个独生儿子，就是所爱的以撒呀，带到摩利亚山上去，把他献给我。
One day God said to him, take now your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah.
亚伯拉罕就照着神的吩咐把以撒带去了。
So according to the commandment of God, Abraham took Isaac.
以撒呀，一点挣扎都没有，一句反抗的话没有，就跟着他父亲呢到了摩利亚山上。
Isaac went with his father without any argument or struggle to the land of Moriah.
当亚伯拉罕用绳子把他捆绑起来，把他放在坛上的时候
，When Abraham bound him and put him on the altar,
以撒一句话都没有讲，以撒一点挣扎都没有。
Isaac did not say a word, and he had no struggle either.
就让他的父亲呢把他自己献给神。
He let his father dedicate him to God.
当然后来是神是没有让亚伯拉罕下手了。
Of course, God did not let Abraham kill him.
以撒这样的绝对顺服的父亲和神。
But Isaac had a total surrender and believing in God and Abraham.
这个就是主耶稣基督的故事啊。
This is the story of the Lord Jesus.
你知道以撒所做的事情呢，就是主耶稣基督所做的事情。
You know what Isaac has done was exactly what the Lord Jesus had done.
神为什么要亚伯拉罕把以撒献给他呢
？Why would God ask Abraham to offer his son up to him?
神已经向我们启示了，有一天呢、啊，我们的父神有一天要把他的独生爱子献在十字架上，为我们成功救赎。
Because God wanted to reveal to us that one day He will offer us His only begotten Son on the cross to accomplish the work of salvation.
So, 以撒呢就把主耶稣基督钉十字架的这个故事啊，这个爱啊，从他的身上就活出来。
So Isaac lived out the story and testimony of the love of Christ.
虽然主耶稣那个时候还没来。
even though the Christ, the Lord Jesus had not come yet.
但在以撒身上呢，就先把主耶稣就钉十字架，为我们成功救赎的那个神圣的爱，无比的爱啊，在这显出来了。
But in Isaac, this boundless, abundant love was manifested on the cross.
So, 对这样的人，神被称为他的神呢，不以为耻。
So, for a person like that, God is not ashamed to be called his God.
我们再来看神被称为雅各的神。
Let's see how God is being called the God of Jacob.
雅各的特点呢，就是他看重属天的福分，过于世界上的享受。
The characteristic of Jacob is that he looked more in favor of the heavenly blessings instead of the earthly enjoyment.
刚才我不是说神说过一句话吗？
Earlier, didn't I say that God has said something?
以扫是我所恶的，雅各是我所爱的。
Esau I have hated, Jacob I have loved.
我以前呢不大懂得这句话的意思。
Earlier, I did not understand this sentence.
我说这个神有点糊涂啊。
I think that God might be a little confused.
或者是不合理。
This is not logical.
你为什么要恨我以扫？为什么去爱这个雅各呢？
Why would you hate Esau and love Jacob?
假使他们两个人，我要我来拣选呢，我会跟以扫做朋友，我不想跟雅各做朋友。
If I have to choose between the two, I would befriend Esau, not Jacob.
因为以扫这个人呢，虽然粗里粗气一点啊，但这个人还老实，不打鬼仗。
Even though this Esau is a little rude, but he is not wicked.
我假设跟他做朋友的话呢，大概他不会欺负我，我也不会吃亏。
If I befriend him, he would not bully me, and I would not lose out.
如果我跟雅各做朋友，那可不得了啊。
If I befriend Jacob, I would suffer.
雅各这人多诡诈呀。
He is so wicked.
都有心计呀。
And he is so treacherous.
他那个狡猾，他那个手段啊。
And his deeds and his actions.
那真是不敢领人，不敢领教的。
It is indeed horrible.
如果我跟他是靠近太多的话呀，恐怕我口袋里的钱都跑到他的口袋里头去了。
If I draw too close to him, maybe all the money in my pocket.
所以跟这样的人做朋友都吃亏啊。
So I don't want to be, I'll be losing out if I befriend him.
你天天都会提心吊胆，他会计算你。
Every day you think that he will be calculating.
但是神竟然说，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
But God said, indeed, that Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated.
我开始是真是不明白。
And originally I could not understand.
慢慢的，后来懂得神的事情多一点了，哦，原来是如此。
As I understood God more and more, I understand a little more.
因为雅各身上呢，虽然有很多的缺点。
Even though there are all these bad faults of Jacob.
的确是狡猾。
He is indeed
wicked. 的确是诡诈。
He is indeed treacherous.
的确是很多的手段。
And he also has all these actions.
但是雅各啊，有千种不是，万种不是，他有一个很大的优点。
Even though among all his bad characteristics, he had one good characteristic.
这个优点呢，他就要神。
He wanted and desired God.
并且他会欣赏这个神的福分。
And he desired to have the blessings of God.
并且他能够为着去得着这个神的福分呢，肯不计一切的代价。
And he can pay any price to get this blessing of God.
啊，所以刚才我们从雅各要骗他哥哥的长子的名分，就知道这件事情了。
So we can see from the story where he got his brother to sell his birthright to.
他是宁可把现实生活当中的一切给别人。
He would rather give up his current life to other people.
只要能够得着神那个上好的福分，那就可以了。
But he wants the better thing.
所以神呢，就是看重雅各这一点。
So God takes delight in this one aspect.
所以神就是说啊，雅各这个人虽然不好。
So God says, even though Jacob is not a good
person, 的确是很败坏，很诡诈。
And he's really corrupt.
但是呢，只要他肯要我。
But because he desires me,
我就可以改变他。
I can change him.
我可以在他身上做工。
I can work in him.
所以结果呢，神真是在雅各上这样对付，那么对付啊，这个雅各就变成以色列了。
So after much dealings by God in his life, Jacob became Israel.
而这个以扫呢，为什么神恨恶他呀？
And why did God hate Esau?
因为这个以扫样样都很好。
because he is good in every way.
师父老实可靠。
And his honest, his dependable.
他就是不要神。
But he doesn't want God.
就是不会看重那个属天的福分。
He does not delight in the heavenly blessing.
所以神要给我们一些的祝福啊，他觉得这个是没有什么了不起。
So when God wants to give him some heavenly blessings, he doesn't think very highly of it.
所以神说了，你这个人虽然好啊，但是不肯要我。
So God says, even though you are a good person, you don't want me.
一个不要神的人啊，神就没办法在你身上做工。
If you don't want God, God cannot work in you.
所以你觉得自己很不错，你觉得样样都好，所以都不要我。
So because you think, precisely because you think you're so good,
那我在你身上怎么样做工呢？
So how can I work in you?
我没办法改变你的。
I cannot change you.
所以一直到今天，在我们身上这个原则都是肯定。
So even today, this principle still lives.
神不在乎我们天然生命怎么败坏，或者是好或者坏。
God does not care about in our natural life how bad we are.
如果我们更要神，
if we want Him,
我这个人最软弱，最败坏，最邪恶。
No matter how corrupt and devilish you are,
你要神，神就会改变你。
You want God, God can change you.
把你这个最卑贱品格就变成最高贵的荣耀。
So for the most corruptible character, He can turn into the most honorable character. If you do not want God,
毫无办法的。
God can have no means in you.
那神只好把你放在一边。
So God can only put you aside.
所以神被称为雅各的神，并不以为耻。
So God is not ashamed to be called the God of Jacob.
我想再多说一点啊。
Let me say a little more.
神也曾经被称为以利亚的神。
God has also been called the God of Elijah.
当以利亚那天升天的时候。
When God, Elijah rose up onto the heavens.
这个以利沙呀，就得着了以利亚从上面掉下来的那件外衣。
Elisha picked up the mantle from when Elijah was moved up to heaven.
那么这个伊丽莎呢，就拿伊利亚的外衣啊去打水。
So Elisha used the mantle of Elijah to hit the waters.
伊丽莎说：“伊利亚的神在哪里？如果伊利亚的神显现出来呢，叫我这个拿伊利亚的外衣把水分开。”
Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? If he's here, then let the water be parted.
所以在那里啊，说伊利亚的神。
So it talks about God of Elijah.
神也印证，他正是以利亚的神。
And indeed, God was the God of Elijah.
那么以利亚身上有什么特点呢？
What characteristics do you find in Elijah?
以利亚身上的事迹很多。
There are many things that happened to Elijah.
他遵循了神的旨意。
He followed the will of God.
他做了很多美好的见证。
He had one very good, beautiful testimony.
而他其中最突出的一点。
The most characteristic of all is.
就是他为神的名征战。
That he fought for the name of God.
他那个时候真是很孤单啊。
At the time he was indeed very lonely.
因为那个亚哈王，以色列王亚哈的妻子耶洗比亚杀了许多耶和华的先知。
Because the wife of King Ahab, Jezebel, has killed a lot of the prophets of God.
那可是侍奉神、敬拜神的先知啊，都被耶洗比杀死了。
Jezebel has killed all the prophets that worshipped and prophesied.
只剩下以利亚一个人。
And she only left alone Elijah.
所以以利亚就说：“你可以，他们那个耶洗比他们把所有耶和华的先知都杀死了，只剩下我一个人，他很孤单。”
So Elijah said that Jezebel has killed all God's prophets, and he alone was left. He was lonely.
他四位没有一个同伴。
He did not have any companion.
没有一个和他站在一起，没有他的同工。
No co-workers.
他的四位得不到一点的援助。
He had no help from his environment.
但是呢，以利亚不管自己是怎么孤单啊，怎么这个没有帮助，
However,
他仍然在仇敌的跟前呢，他奋勇征战。
However, regardless of how alone he was in front of the enemies, he alone stood before the enemies and fought for God.
所以以利亚就对着这个以色列王说啊，这几年啊，如果不是我祷告的话，这个天就要三年零六个月不下雨。
So Elijah told the king of Israel that if I wouldn't pray, there would not be any rain coming to Israel for 3 years.
那么神愿就是印证他的话。
God also bring his words to
truth. 那么这件事情带进了那个加密山上的大战。
And so this brought forth the big battle in Mount Carmel.
那一场大战呢、啊、就一边是拜巴利的那个先知。
During that great battle, on one side stood all the prophets of Baal.
拜巴利的450个先知。
450 prophets of Baal.
还有亚瑟勒的先知也有400个。
And there's also other prophets, 400.
伊利亚呢, 只有孤身一人,
there was only one Elijah.
在山上和这个几百人这个拜偶像的先知征战。
So on Mount Carmel, Elijah alone stood with all these hundreds of prophets.
伊利亚说，你们这个拜巴利的先知，你们先行你们的神迹吧。
And so Elijah said to these prophets of Baal, you do your miracle. You entreat your God.
因为已经三年了，六个月不下雨了。
It had not rained for 3 years.
谁能够求告神，求告你们求告你们的神，我求告我的神，看是谁的神灵，谁就是天上降下大雨来。
So you ask your God and I ask my God to see who could cause rain.
说450个拜巴利的先知，还有那个400个拜亚瑟勒的先知。
So these 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah.
他们是又喊啊，又叫啊，用刀刺自己啊，用尽各样的方法。
They rented and they used swords on themselves and they used all kinds of means.
天就是不下雨。
But it would not rain.
现在伊利亚来了。
And then it's Elijah's turn.
伊利亚就吩咐四围的人，你们把这个坛旁边挖成水沟。
And so Elijah told the people to build trenches around the altar.
并且呢，你们拿水桶来，把一桶一桶的水啊，就倒在这个水沟中。
And he also told people to bring buckets of water to water the altar and the trenches.
你看，这个代价相当大呀。
This is a great price to pay.
因为三年零六个月不下雨了，那个水都是多珍贵啊。
Because it had not rained for 3 years and 6 months, so the water was precious.
我们假设碰见水荒的时候啊。
When we are in a drought,
一盆水要看着非常的宝贵的,
we treasure even one bucket of water.
有个弟兄说,我们的水啊,先洗脸,
brother said that I first use my water to wash my face.
洗脸以后洗澡,
and then I use the same water to bathe myself.
洗澡以后就洗衣服,
and then I use the same water to wash the clothes. And then I use the same water to flush the toilet.
这一盆水是非常宝贵,非常宝贵,不能够一点一滴都不能够浪费的。
You cannot waste even one drop of the water in the bucket.
现在伊利亚呀, 就吩咐人把这一桶一桶的水就倒在这个水沟里面了。
And Elijah has asked people to pour buckets and buckets of water in the trenches.
一般人就说你昏了头了，这么珍贵的水，那么就这么浪费掉了。
People are saying, you're confused. How could you waste these precious water?
这就是伊利亚的信心。
This illustrates the faith of Elijah. He wants to bear testimony to the glory of God.
他不惜一切的代价都摆上去。
He can pay any price.
结果呢, 真是伊利亚祷告神了。 本来是天上是好像大太阳,
Elijah prayed to God even though it was very sunny outside.
伊利亚祷告之后呢, 一片乌云来了,
after the prayer of Elijah,
然后倾盆大雨来了,
a cloud came and then a big rain.
所以那天伊利亚在加密山上呢，为耶和华神做了美好的见证。
So that day on Mount Carmel, he bore beautiful testimony for God.
扎住这450个拜巴利的先知啊，统统把他杀掉。
And he had people kill all the 450 prophets.
伊利亚的神才是神。
So it is the God of Elijah is indeed God.
这神被称为伊利亚的神，神是不以为耻的。
So God was not ashamed to be called the God of Elijah.
我再讲一个就好。
Let me tell you another one.
圣经里面还是被称为但以理的神。
And the Bible also talks about the God of Daniel.
但以理还有三个朋友。
Daniel and his three friends.
撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
那么圣经里面也称为神是撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的神。
The Bible also said that he is a God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
我想今天呢，我把三个朋友的事情就略过去，就不讲。
So I'm going to skip the story about the three friends.
我就单单讲神被称为但以理的神。
Today I will concentrate on the God of Daniel.
但以理的神是怎么样的一个人呢？
What is the person of Daniel?
但以理就是 与神之间有不间断的交通的人。
Daniel was a person who has constant fellowship with God.
因为但以理那个时候在马代波斯的王朝里面做很高的官。
At the time, Daniel was a high official at the Mesopotamian kingdom.
并且他做官不像我们那个有些人做官是狗屁倒灶的。
Some of these officials are really corrupt.
但以理做官呢，大概好像王建轩差不多了，他有很美好的见证。
But when Daniel was the official, he bore beautiful testimony for God.
所以这些仇敌呢，很不甘心，想要找他的毛病。
So the enemies wanted to pick on him.
但你这个人又是很公义，又是很圣洁，你几乎找不到他一点毛病。
Daniel was righteous and holy. You could not find fault with him.
因为他的见证太美好了。
Because his testimony was so good.
要找毛病的话呀。 大概只有找信仰上的毛病。
So the only problem you could pick on him was the problem of faith.
所以这些仇敌啊，就是那个波斯王的王君王跟前呢，就做了一个本。
So these enemies of his went to the king of Persia.
哎，建议这个君王啊，哎，大力王啊，我们在这些王朝里面啊，除了可以向王求告之外，如果有人在王之外去向别的神啊，去向别的人去求告的话呢，要把这样的人丢在狮子洞里头。
So they said to King Darius, unless we can bow down to you and worship you, if other people bow down to anyone but you, that we need to throw him into the lion's den.
这个大力乌王呢也糊里糊涂的，也不知道这些人讲什么，好吧，你们讲的就算吧。
So King Darius was confused and said, "Okay, fine, go ahead."
说这个上一个本案就成功了。
So this scheme succeeded.
那么你想想，你假设在这样的一个情形当中，你不可以在王之外去祷告喽，不可以求告别的神或者是别的人喽。
So you other than this king, you cannot bow down to any other god.
这个是仇敌要割断但以理的那个生命线。
The enemy wanted to cut through the lifeline of Daniel
to God. 仇敌撒旦知道一件事情，只要你把你和神之间那个生命线给你隔断了。
The enemy, the devil knew that as long as you cut off the lifeline between you and God,
你得不到神的供应。
And you cannot get the supplies from God.
你享受不到神的恩典、生命、能力。
You cannot enjoy the grace and life and mercy from God.
那你这个基督徒就做不成。
Then you cannot be a Christian.
所以神就是常常要斩断我们的生命线。
So the enemy was trying to cut off our lifeline.
所以常常就是许多的事、许多难处啊，就来麻烦我们呢，叫我们没有时间再祷告。
So there are all these difficulties and things on earth to prevent us from praying.
你这条和神之间那个生命线一被斩断的话呀，你基督徒的见证一定就会软弱失败。
If your lifeline with God is cut off, your Christian walk will be weak.
那但以理怎么办？
So what did Daniel do?
圣经告诉我们，但以理仍然一日三次跪在神面前祷告。
Daniel continued kneeling on his knee three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God.
并且他的窗户是向东朝向耶路撒冷的。
And his window was open toward Jerusalem.
那就向着神去的。
It was toward God.
所以不管外面的难处多大，
no matter how great the outward circumstances,
仇敌用尽办法斩断我和神之间的交通。
The enemy wanted to cut off his communion with God.
但以理说，什么都可以牺牲。
Daniel said, I can sacrifice everything.
连我的性命都可以摆上。
I can even sacrifice my life.
但是我和神之间的交通不能被隔断。
But I cannot cut off my communion with God.
那么但以理就被丢在狮子洞里头。
So Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
那是神出来做事了。
And then God came out to
do things. 你但以理站在我这一边。
God has stood on my side.
我也要站在你这一边。
I would also stand on your side.
神就封了狮子的口。
So God has shut up the mouth of the lion.
但以理在狮子洞里边呢，狮子没办法咬伤他。
So even though you're in the lion's den, the lions could not hurt
him. 这就见证了神是但以理的神。
This testified that God is the God of Daniel.
因为但以理神和神之间那一种亲密不间断的交通。
Because of the constant communion between Daniel and the God of Daniel.
是神愿意为他做一切。
So God wants to perform deeds for him.
所以神就被称为但以理的神，不以为耻。
So God is not ashamed to be called the God of Daniel.
那么今天我们在主面前呢，也看见有许多弟兄姊妹多蒙恩典。
Today we see that a lot of brothers and sisters are blessed before the Lord.
刚才讲到是世界上那些人，圣经上那些人。
Today earlier we talked about Bible characters.
其实这样美好的见证，神在神所认为不以为耻的人呢，视为很多。
There are many people where God is not ashamed to be called their gods.
我讲我们长岛，纽约长岛的一个姊妹。
Let me tell you a sister in Long Island.
这个姊妹啊，她的环境也正是相当的艰难，很不容易。
This sister is in a difficult environment.
她的丈夫呢，也是个很好的弟兄，但是她长了那个 Parkinson's 病。
Her brother is also a good Christian, but then he had Parkinson's disease.
所以她身体软弱了，需要这个姊妹照顾。
So he has a weak body and requires the caring of
his sister. 她有两个儿子。
And they have two sons.
这个大儿子呢，生下来就是自闭症。
The older son has autism.
哎呀，也是许多许多头痛的事情呢，叫这个姊妹就忙不过来。
because there are all kinds of headaches, and this sister has to work very hard.
这个小儿子比较好一点，但是也常常会生这个病那个病。
The younger son is better, but he's constantly sick.
所以他的这个姊妹在家里啊，照顾三个男生。
So this sister has to take care of three brothers.
但是他教会里面很多的侍奉。
But she has many, many servings in the church.
其实一般人的话呀，只要家里有一个麻烦，要一个有病有难处的人呢，你已经是觉得要到教会来好好的侍奉就不容易了。
Normally, when you have one sick person or one difficulty at home, it is indeed hard to get that person to serve the church.
但是我们的姊妹在教会里面就像九里一样，经常替我翻译。
But our sister translates for me a lot.
并且呢，她弹琴服侍。
And she also plays the piano.
并且呢，她照顾青年聚会、音乐聚会里面，她也服侍。
And she also serves in the youth ministry.
并且呢，她经常照顾弟兄姊妹，到家里面来帮助他们，来关心他们，许多许多的。
And she constantly go to different homes to take care of other saints.
并且呢，最宝贵的一点呢，从她的口中，从来没有听见过一句埋怨的话。
And the most important thing of all is she has never murmured, ever from her mouth.
我想讲，假使是我的话，不要说这么多难处，一个难处啊，已经叫我埋怨了。
If it were me, just one difficulty would cause me to murmur.
为什么这些事情都临到我？
Why do all these things come upon me?
为什么不是别人是我？
Why is it not on other people but me?
我们就怨言就出来了。
So we murmur.
我们的怒气就出来了。
Our anger.
我们的灰心退后的那个情形就出来了。
And we become disappointed.
我们觉得是王弟兄啊，你最好以后教会里面的服事不要找我，你最好找别的弟兄姊妹。
We'll say, Brother Wong, look to other people to serve in the church.
但是我们的姊妹，她不但没有口出怨言，没有一句埋怨的话，她服事照常不耽误。
But our sister, not only does she not murmur, she continues to serve as usual.
So, 我们弟兄姊妹提起来的时候啊，说到某某姊妹啊，大家都是真是敬拜神，感谢主。
So, when our brothers and sisters mention this particular sister, we all want to worship God and praise God.
说这样的姊妹真是很难得。
We say that this is indeed a very precious sister.
我相信呢，神被称为他的神是不以为耻的。
So, I believe that God is not ashamed to be called her God.
那么今天我和弟兄姊妹交通了这些。
Today, this is our fellowship.
我们深深盼望，我们也能够在这些人当中。
We deeply desire to be in the midst of these people.
我们刚唱诗歌，这些人是谁呀？
The song we just sang, who are these people?
他们是安渡约旦河。
They have crossed over the Jordan River.
他们是随地成细井，到处所藐视。
They have been despised by the world.
他们是不顾得与失，忠心直到死的人。
They have been in conflict dire, but they boldly have stood amid the hottest fire.
他们长驱直进新耶路撒冷境。
These people, they swept through the gates of the New Jerusalem.
就什么难处都不能够拦住他们。
No difficulties could hurt them.
他们总是越过诸般的难处。
They have crossed over all the difficulties.
有高山挡在跟前，越过高山。
If there's a high mountain, they cross over the high mountain.
有深水摆在面前，他们越过深水。
If there's a deep water before them, they cross over the deep water.
就长驱直进新耶路撒冷光明境。
Sweeping through the gates of the New Jerusalem.
我们求主也恩待我们。
We ask the Lord to be gracious to us.
我也祷告主，求主施恩给我。
And also pray to God that He would be gracious to me.
让我能够在这些人当中。与我的一份
so that I also have a portion among these people
能够让神称为是我的神也不以为耻
so that God would not be ashamed to be called my God
我们也求主祝福我们休斯顿教会每一位弟兄姊妹
we also ask God to bless every single brother and sister
神被称为休斯顿每一个弟兄姊妹的神都不以为耻
so that when God is being called by the God of every single brother and sister here He is not ashamed
我们请钟弟兄带我们祷告
so we ask Brother John to help us pray